This is Day to Day from NPR News, a clinical study on the power of prayer. This is a particular kind of prayer. It's called intercessory prayer, where people pray for others they don't even know. The study says it doesn't work and, in fact, may complicate recovery. The data comes out next week in the American Heart Journal. We're joined by Dr. Jeffrey Dusek, Harvard Medical School, and a study leader. Dr. Dusek, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You had 1,800 heart bypass patients. You divided them up into three different groups. You told group one you would be prayed for. You told group two you might be prayed for or might not. And group three, they weren't getting prayers. Then you had three different congregations carry out these prayers. They don't know the patients. This is just really testing the idea of praying for someone. And what are your findings?
We found that the group that was certain of receiving intercessory prayer had a higher complication rate than the group that was uncertain and did receive prayer. We found that the group that was not receiving prayer was similar to the group that was receiving prayer. So in fact, the knowledge of receiving prayer seemed to result in modest level of increase in complications in that group.
If you knew you were having this intercessory prayer, strangers you didn't know praying for you, somehow that complicated your recovery in some way.
It did, and essentially it was in one small complication. It was a rapid heartbeat, essentially.
And how do you explain that? A sort of anxiety because you're getting prayed for?
We don't know. In fact, that's what further studies may need to evaluate. It's possible that the methods we used in this randomized control trials actually raised some undue or unexpected psychological distress in the people that were told they would receive prayer.
Dr. Dusek, have you studied whether intercessory prayer is different in some way from personal prayer, that is, say, praying for a family member?
We have not, but that might be some areas for further inquiry. In fact, one of the results from this study may be that we really need to be curious of what information that medical professionals provide to patients. So in this case, we provided information they would receive prayer. The hypothesis was that that would reduce their complication rate. That's actually the exact opposite of what we found.
I wonder about studies about prayer, Dr. Dusek, because I hear anecdotal stories, people saying, prayer works. I was sick. I got better through the power of prayer. You must hear those stories all the time. You're a doctor.
We do. I'm actually a psychologist, so I'm not a physician, but we do hear this all the time, anecdotally. And in fact, some of our co-authors who are clergy members say this won't influence what they do. It's a scientific study with a lot of limitations. I think it's very complicated, and a lot of the critics of the study will say it's impossible to study the effects of prayer. And that may be one of the results of the study. We do think that scientific inquiry can study complicated phenomena. Now, we couldn't control for all the background prayer that the participants were receiving from family and friends and others, of which we know was substantial. About 95% across all three groups were receiving intercessory prayer that they knew about. So we're looking at the effects of prayer above and beyond what is provided by friends and family and others. Now, it may be impossible to disentangle those. I certainly don't want to be the one that says intercessory prayer can't be studied scientifically. I'll leave that for others to decide for themselves.
Dr. Jeffrey Dusek from Harvard Medical School, a leader of the study that's reported next week in the American Heart Journal on the power of intercessory prayer. Dr. Dusek, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.